Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show. Come on, Bobby.
Let me ask you a question. This is weird, and I think you'll probably go, oh, once it sets in. Is there anybody that you follow on Instagram and then you feel like you're probably way better friends with than you're, but you're really not? Like, you just see them and you watch them and you're like, you feel like you know them better than you do.
Yeah.
And you kind of wish you did. Like, is there anyone like that?
Yeah.
Who for you?
Oh, me. I'm super close with Karen Fairchild.
There you go.
Yeah. We talk all the time. Like,
from Little Big Town, Karen.
On comments or in stories, you know?
Yeah.
Like, or likes. We have a really good relationship.
Is there anybody Lunchbox that you watch? You don't follow anybody.
No, but my wife.
Lunchbox follows zero people on Instagram. Yeah.
She follows Carly from The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And she thinks they are best friends. She's never met the woman in her life. And she's like, oh my gosh, Carly was doing it. And I'm like, you've never met her. You've never talked to her. She's like, but we would be best. And she talks to me all about her life. She thinks they are best friends. And she lives here in, she lives in Nashville. And she's like, one day, watch. We're going to be friends because I follow her on Instagram. And our personalities are the same.
Isn't that amazing? Because I'll tell you mine in a second. But here, you can call us if you have one where you follow somebody and you're like, oh, like I have this bond with them. They don't even know it. The number is 877-77-BOBBY. That's phone number. Eddie, anybody that you follow?
Not really. If I had to pick one, it'd be like Chris Jansen. Like, I feel like I'm on the road with him every weekend because he posts a lot on the road.
And he doesn't come off the road.
That's right.
Yeah. Mine is Jaren Johnson from Cadillac 3. Like, his kid, Jude the Dude, like, I know the whole story.
Jude the Dude's his kid's name?
Yeah. And Jude, he's just a baby. And he's lived, like, two lives, the rock and roll life and the dad life.
Yeah.
And so it's like... We didn't get drunk last night. And I know Jaren, but I don't know him as well as I feel like I do from Instagram. Like, I feel like we're best friends. That's lead singer of the Cadillac 3. And yeah, I'm like, oh, dude, I took a picture today. Like, I talk back to her sometimes too. And like, yeah. Morgan, number two, do you have anybody that you, because you're the young demo. What do you got over there? Johnny Kardashian?
No. Honestly, I think like my number one would probably be like, honestly, Amy. I followed her before.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, oh, we'd totally get along if we hung out before. Like, just following her through socials and working.
And do you get along?
Yeah, we get along.
There you go. There it is.
Yay, that's
what happened. Yeah. Cassidy, who do you follow on Instagram where you feel like you know them better than you really do? Cassidy, I know you're there.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, sorry.
Go ahead.
I follow Lauren Akins on Instagram, and I swear we are best friends.
Oh, Thomas Rhett's wife.
Yes, Thomas Rhett's wife.
They do a good job. Like, Thomas, they do a good job of being, like, personal on there. That's good. That's a good one. Thank you for the call. It's all coming back now. In Phoenix City, Alabama, who are you following that you're like, oh, I feel like I'm their friend?
Oh my goodness, all of you guys. I feel like you're my best friend, Amy's my best friend, Eddie. It's kind of weird, like I know everything about your life.
Well, I appreciate that. That's cool. Not Lunchbox though. Yeah. Drunk last night. Whoa, what's so wrong? We had to make it so right. Let's get Keila Rummins home. Calls. All of our Instagrams are up on BobbyBones.com. You follow the Jaren?
The Jaren right now.
His name's the Jaren.
The Jaren.
And that song's a jam too, right? Like, let's be serious for a second.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
You know who rules?
The girls rule the world.
Mm, old people. Oh. Old people rule. An Oklahoma man still out pumping gas, greeting customers, working on tires. He's got a service station. He's 93 years old. His name is Nelson Bowles. He gets up 5 in the morning, working until after dusk, and he's like, I wouldn't have it any other way. He's 93. He said, I made up my mind. I'm going to live till I die.
Boom. That's awesome.
You know who rules? Old people. That's awesome. There you go, Nelson. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for positivity here on your Thursday. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Amy.
A California bride has become the fourth woman in her family to get married in the handmade dress that her great-grandmother made and wore in her wedding back in 1931.
Wow.
So yeah, now 4 women in this family have worn it. So I guess there's probably
pressure.
Yeah. For the next person that gets married, like, aren't you going to wear great-grandma's wedding dress?
I don't want to wear Gertrude's wedding dress. I guess I have to, though.
Her name's not Gertrude, it's Maria.
No, everybody holds Gertrude in my mind. Yeah. Lunchbox, what do you have? Tell me something good.
Public schools have started this cool thing called sharing tables. So, you know, let's say you bring your lunch to school and Jimmy looks in there and goes, man, I don't really want my carrots. Instead of throwing them away, you put them on the sharing table and then say a kid's hungry, he can go get them off the sharing table and eat those carrots and be like,
that's awesome.
That is cool. How about this one? So, they're at Applebee's and a vet just came back from Afghanistan and it's him and like 19 friends are celebrating his return and an anonymous couple bought everybody's dinner at the table and then peaced out.
Love that.
So awesome.
Yeah, they're like, goodbye. We don't need any recognition, but thank you for serving. And bought it and covered the tab. Do we know anybody named any of these four names? Do we know anybody named these four names? Blanche? I know no Blanches. Myrtle?
No Myrtle.
They're all fictional. Blanche, Golden Girls, Myrtle the Turtle. You know, they're all, but not real.
Right, well, right.
Yeah.
Olga.
I know an Olga.
You do?
Yeah.
Olga Campos.
Yep. Oh,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Olga Campos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Rhonda.
I know a Rhonda.
You do?
Yeah, but she's older.
Yeah.
I know a Rhonda, but I'm always asking for help. And the thing is, she never gives it to me.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me.
I had no idea. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like,
I got you, Bones. I got you.
I got it, too.
Mm. I didn't get
it. I did, but I was...
Help me, Rhonda, yeah, get her out of my heart. There you go.
Yeah.
For boys, these are the names we're not naming boys anymore. Dick.
But isn't that Richard?
Or it can just be Dick.
Yes.
My name is Bobby. It's not Robert.
Okay, true.
My real name is Bobby. And if your name's Dick, well, that sucks.
You're gone.
Homer.
I do not know a Homer.
I have a cousin named Homer.
You do?
Yep.
Is he Airport Homer?
No, it's not. Nope, that's Bethel.
Oh. Rudolph and
what?
Willard.
Don't know those guys.
No.
Yeah. Of all those, well, okay, pick. You have to name, Amy, of the girls, you have to pick your daughter and you have to name her something. Either Blanche, Myrtle, Olga, or Rhonda.
Myrtle.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd probably go Olga. I'd go Olga. Okay. Would you go Dick?
Why are you saying that with such emphasis?
He's just reading the names, Amy.
Rudolph or Willard?
Willard, and I'd call him Willard.
Rudolph. I call him Rudy.
I'd go Dick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what do you call him?
Dick?
Dick.
Hey, Dick! Okay. Come here. Then everybody comes. What?
Dick! No.
What?
Dick!
Stop. Y'all are so...
No, it says in the paper! Stop.
Y'all are so mature. I was going to say you're so mature.
Thank you. Bobby Bones. They say we check our phones 85 times a day. Over or under? Because I'm way over, man. There's 85. I do it an hour, probably.
Wow.
85 times a day, Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I do. That just seems like a lot. You just don't realize how many times you involuntarily check it.
Over or under?
Yeah, I'm over.
Lunchbox?
I would say under. I'm not a big phone guy. I'll leave it there if it rings, but sometimes I'll use it just to
rings.
Check.
Do you answer, you talk on your phone? What?
Yeah, or wow. If like, I get a text message, but besides that, I don't really check it.
Eddie, over, under?
Over. Yeah, I think I look at it way more than I think I do.
Yeah.
I think I might talk on the phone one time a day, maybe. I FaceTime probably 7. I might talk one time a day.
And he texts only if someone sends him something with a question mark.
No, Amy will send me a statement and expect a response.
Oh, no, you don't need a response.
Hey, Eddie, I'm doing good today. Cool.
I got nothing to say.
Right.
Oh, but I don't text you that. I get that that's a statement, but sometimes I'll text something. And so what I do now is I just start adding question marks, even if it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So I'm doing good today, question mark.
I also now talk in emojis, which makes life much easier for me.
Oh, boy.
Even to end conversations.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's hard to end a text that's going back and forth. And you can tell when both of you want to end it, but you can't because you kind of get... I was talking with Jaron from Cadillac 3. The Cadillac 3.
Yes.
And we were going back and forth. And you could tell both of us wanted to stop texting each other, but there wasn't a natural out. So we both just did the peace sign emojis, and that was it. So that's my new thing. When I'm done, it's like peace sign emoji. That means...
Oh, I like that better than when you just go, bye.
Yeah, I hated the bye.
Why? That's a, that's
I know, because we would talk to for, or text it for 2 seconds, and then you go, bye. I'm like, bye.
The first air taxi lifted off in Dubai. Did it, like a car that goes
no, really?
Yeah. No way.
The autonomous air taxi lifted off. It's their maiden flight, and right now the prince is using it.
Of course.
But they think another few years, this thing will be available for public use.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine?
It'd be awesome. Can you imagine the not traffic? You know, yeah. Really? Can you imagine? There'll be different lanes, but upper and lower instead of just side to side. That's why buildings go up instead of wide, because you can build more.
Wow.
I've already put one on order. I'm going to get it in 2037. Eddie's our video producer. Eddie kind of sits way to my right. Like if I were to reach my arm out straight to the right, that's where Eddie is. So he's in my kind of peripheral to my right side. And Eddie was talking about Raymond. Again, Raymond sits in the glass frame. These are all the producers. They have their little talks. You know, there's like us radio talk, on-air talkers, and all the producers have their little talks.
Yeah.
And Eddie's like, you know what? I think Raymond needs a raise. And I was like, that's interesting you think that.
I mean, the guy works nonstop. The other day, I was here till about 3 o'clock, and he had gone home, and I was like, okay, he usually goes home about 11. He comes back at 1, and he's got a whole different other shift going on. He probably stays here till about another 3 hours.
Now, I would agree that a lot of you guys deserve raises.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
But then Eddie throws out there, how many hours does Raymond work versus Lunchbox?
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
his whole point.
Oh!
Well, I needed a drastic comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't compare him to your... What were you doing up here till 3?
Whoa, that's the... He asked about Raymond versus Lunchbox.
Yeah, leave me out of this one.
Oh, I mean, I have no idea.
How many hours a day do you think you work?
Oh, probably 7 hours a day.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Doing what?
We do the show,
mm-hmm.
and then you got to do the prep outside of the show.
Raymond, how many do you work, Brian?
I got to go for 12 a day, I'd say. I mean, that's easy.
So do you think, Eddie, what is your suggestion? We take some from lunch and give to Ray?
Yeah, I mean, Ray definitely puts in more hours, so I would take a little bit of lunch's money. I mean, because you got to think, like, how much do I make an hour? You know, and if Lunchbox is only working, you know, 7, I would debate it.
Me too.
I would, like, 5.5, 6, maybe, tops.
Sometimes he does lunch walking and stuff.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's about 30 minutes.
Yeah, oh,
and then Ray ends
minutes?
Up editing the audio.
And then Ray's
no, he doesn't audio. Edit the audio.
Oh, okay.
Well,
Ray's laughing.
the question is, do we take from lunch to give to Raymond? Amy?
No, that's not how it works.
Oh.
That's not how it works.
I would love for Ray to get a raise, but you don't take from Lunchbox.
Okay.
Okay, tomorrow we're going to do the comparison to you, because all you do is sit over here. Like, I came up here yesterday after my business meeting. Guess who's still up here playing craps? Eddie.
Is he playing craps again?
Eddie. Yeah, he's like, dude, I just won a lot of money.
Eddie always finds a way to say,
news.
I was up here till
Fake
3,
news.
Or I was up here till... Like, he just slid it in that he was up here till 3, but...
I'm always here till 3.
Yeah, but you're not, like, working till 3.
Okay, yes, I am. But
are
okay.
you?
Yes.
Okay.
Was he playing craps, NLR?
He told me, I won a lot of money. You missed
was
it.
Was I and playing then, craps, NLR?
At that
you can't
moment,
ask NLR, by the way.
At that it. Moment, no, you were not, but you told me you were. And then he's just in here talking to the sports guy, just, you know.
Oh, Eddie definitely kills time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would, too, if I had 2 kids at home.
No, that's not why I do
no,
it.
No, but I would, oh. though, too. I would do
no,
that,
No, that's
too.
Not why I work
I would,
hard.
This is a fun place compared to going home. I get it, Eddie. Oh. I understand. There's the Luke Combs song, When It Rains, It Pours. He won $100 with a scratch off.
And I want $100 on a scratch off ticket.
If you won $100 today on a scratch off ticket, what would you do with $100 today? Lunchbox.
That's easy. Reinvest.
Oh, you buy more scratch-offs.
Yeah, buy more scratch-offs. That's what it's meant to do.
So if you won $100, you would buy more scratch-offs.
Yes, yeah. Hoping to hit it big, because $100 is nice, but $50,000 or $1 million or $25,000 a year for life, that's even better.
There it is. And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Amy, you won $100 on a scratch-off ticket today.
There's this vegan jacket at Free People.
There's a vegan jacket? You can eat it?
No, oh, it means cool. It's not real leather.
So if you get hungry and you're not that cold, you just eat the sleeve?
No, it's pleather.
Oh, okay.
Get it? So it's like also way cheaper. It actually is like just under $100. $98, I think. I'd go buy that. Then I want $100
on a scratch-off ticket. Eddie, you want $100 on a scratch-off ticket. What do you do with it?
I would love to buy like some cool sunglasses, but let's be real. I'm just going to go to Chuck E. Cheese and throw $100 on that.
So the kids can go.
Pizza, games, probably a pitcher of beer for daddy.
Then I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket. I'm going to buy a pair of shorts, these Nike Elite shorts. They're pretty expensive workout shorts, but they're like $70. They're awesome.
What makes them so elite?
Nike Elite.
Because I believe they're called Elite. Just the texture and the fit. Like, I have one pair, and I'm like, I got to buy more. Someone gifted me a pair, and I love them, and I'm just too lazy to buy them.
Oh, yeah, they look cool, too.
It's like...
Whoa.
I box in them, and they don't chafe my buttocks, which is awesome. So that's what I would do. Then I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were... So Luke Combs just does weather songs, huh?
Yeah, he's the weather guy. Do you know what his next single is going to be?
Hold on, hold on. So the first one was a hurricane.
Uh-huh.
And this one's when it rains, it pours.
Yeah. If he's not careful, he's going to be the weather guy.
Okay.
So what's his next single? Partly cloudy with a chance of love.
Is it really?
No, I have no idea.
Oh.
Eddie and I were having this conversation.
Fake news, y'all. No, come on.
Here's the thing. Eddie was the person who said this about Luke Combs songs, and then I said Partly Cloudy Call You with a Chance of Heartbreak.
Yeah. So
we totally just shifted each other.
That's how we
work.
And I want $100 on a scratch off. What do you think his next single's going to be, Bones?
I thought it was going to be Cloudy with a Chance of Love or whatever you said.
Oh, yeah?
Partly Cloudy.
No, I would say High Humidity on the Dance Floor. I'm hoping.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mine's Fog on a Sunday Morning.
Dang. What does that mean? Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead. Story of the day. This story comes to us from Chicago, Illinois. A 19-year-old man busts into a business at 6 a.m., two people working. He pulls out a gun, says, "Give me your wallets, give me your phone." They hand over their stuff. He goes to put the gun back in his waistband, and boom!
Oh.
Shot himself right in the...
foot?
Yeah.
And so does he try to run away?
No. He asked him to call 911.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
How humiliating. All right, somebody on the show told me this. I'm going to keep it as a blind item because I don't want to get them in trouble. Amy, I'll let you tell it. Tell the in-law story.
Okay, so in-laws don't eat very healthy, and they tried to do the right thing to make create a healthy meal for someone coming over. And they made broccoli, and they were super excited about it. But they doused it in butter and Velveeta cheese. So then, person is like, I gotta eat it because they're being nice. But I mean, it definitely like made them sick because they just like don't eat that way. So the thought was there. But they tried to be kind and eat it anyway, and they're like, how can they not get that butter, tons of butter and Velveeta cheese is not healthy?
So they don't like their in-laws' food.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's all, multiple situations just like that.
Lauren in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. What do you think about this in-law story?
Good morning. So my in-law, she is a divorcee, and she is finally moving into her own house. And she keeps asking me for decorative style advice, and I don't like anything that she does in her house, and I feel so bad. And so I just have to choose the least ugly of all the options.
So she's picked out a lot of ugly stuff. You just go least ugly.
Right.
Oh, that's funny. Ah, thank you. Hey, appreciate you.
That's awkward.
So what is it about your in-laws that drive you crazy? Let's go to Amber in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hey, Amber.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
So, I feel terrible saying it, but my family
that I married into is from the South. I'm not. And every time that we go to leave, my father-in-law makes my daughter give her a kiss, like makes her give him a kiss on the lips. And like, she's so uncomfortable. And I feel so bad, but he'll be like, come and give me some sugar. Leaning back, but he like won't let her go until she gives him a kiss goodbye. And I don't know how to like say.
That's so funny. That's funny. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
That's so funny. That's a good call. Lunchbox kisses his dad on the lips. Amber, did you know that?
No.
He does.
Absolutely. Kiss my mom, my dad. Yeah, no problem.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I think it's weird, too. Thank you for the call. Amy, you're up. Give me an in-law story.
My in-laws are great.
All right, there you go. Lunchbox, give me an in-law story.
Man, my mother-in-law just likes to make things awkward. I don't know if she's trying to flirt with me or what, but she's
so Oh my gosh, everybody's trying to flirt
like,
with you.
She just says things like, the last time I was around her, she just randomly goes, I know you don't like me.
Like, oh, like a third grader would be like,
yeah, like, I don't know what you're talking. Like, she just makes things awkward.
Does she hit you to make you like her? Like, is
no,
like
she just goes, and then I was like, no, I like you. I don't know. And then later that day, I know you don't like me. It's cool.
What?
It's just like so things weird. Like that. That's what I'm saying. She does that all the like things like that that make just awkward. And it's like, okay.
Oh. We got some more on the phones, too. We're going to grab some of these in a second. Hold on. We got a good one. Hold on.
Bobby Ball Show.
Talking about what's annoying about your in-laws. Hey, Josh in Tampa, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for calling. What you got for me?
My in-laws are super sweet people, but they probably have the worst taste in food I've ever seen. Like, their taste buds are just broken.
Well, are they just old, though?
No, not all of them. Like, her brother is not that old, and I made homemade slow-smoked ribs, my own spice rub. At the end, I caramelized my own homemade barbecue sauce on the end. And they took them to the fridge, and they literally grabbed ketchup and mustard and slathered them all over them, and my heart broke a little bit.
Listen, just being the guy, objective guy, Josh, maybe your ribs aren't that good, bro. Oh.
What?
Oh, I know, I'm just saying, like, you can't hate the rib eater. You gotta
I might have to send you some. I don't know.
Okay, now we're talking, Josh. Yep. Hey, anyway, I appreciate you for listening, buddy. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you guys.
See you, Josh. I'm just giving you a hard time, but it might be you. All right. Ashley in Muskegon, Michigan. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Bobby. Hey,
what's
everybody.
Happening?
Well, I have, this is just one of many in-law stories that I have. So my mother-in-law told me on our fifth wedding anniversary this July, she said the only good thing that came out of this marriage was my grandkids.
Oh!
Damn.
And the funny thing is we were young when we had our son, and then our daughter came a year and a half later. We had them both before we got married, so it makes it even better.
Oh, man. Well, listen, she may not, but I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you, and I just bought your book, Bobby. I'm so excited to read it.
Thank you very much. It's a real treat, I tell you. That book's a real treat.
I can't wait.
All right. Hey, give me a review after you finish it. Call me back.
I will. Thanks, Bobby.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. Eddie, you got to go. You're the last one.
Oh, yeah, man. No, mine are great.
Are your in-laws?
No, they're awesome.
Eddie and I are both.
They are. No, they're great.
No, really, honestly, like mine.
So Amy and Eddie had nothing.
Zero.
Hey, Lunchbox, thanks for being honest.
Yeah.
That's why you're my boy.
Thank you.
That's why you're my boy.
Okay, what do you have to say about my in-laws?
Hey, just Lunchbox and Bobby's mics are up now. Anything you want to say, Lunchbox?
Man, it feels good to be so awesome.
It does.
Thanks for being my boy, Bobby.
Hey, that's my boy over there. Everybody's mics are up. Gather around the iPhone. I'm about to bring to you the eighth wonder of the world. He's got hair in spots I've never seen before. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the weight guesser. Lunchbox, everybody.
Glad to be here.
Katie in Arkansas.
Hello.
Hey, step right up. Katie. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Morrilton, Arkansas.
Ah, know it well. How about this? Lunchbox will guess your weight within 5 pounds, and if he doesn't, I'll give you a prize, okay?
All right.
So, he only has a few seconds to ask you questions, and if he asks you anything like how much do you weigh, don't answer that question, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Here we go. Lunchbox, you're on.
What is her name?
Katie.
Katie, what type of shoes do you wear to work?
Comfy shoes.
How many hours a day do you sit down?
Probably about 5.
How tall are you?
5'3".
And your
time is up. I'm sorry. You need to guess her weight within 5 pounds.
That's easy. Comfy shoes. She chills. She only weighs about 130.
130. At what do you weigh?
133.
Oh!
Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa! One down.
One down. Hey, Katie, I hope you have a great day in those comfy shoes at work.
Dang.
Dang.
All right, let's bring on Deanna in New York. Hi, Deanna.
Deanna.
Deanna. Deanna. Three, two, one. Goodbye. Oh, we lost her.
Oh, right. Man, that was a good one, too.
How
I
about
liked her.
Hannah in Cedar Rapids?
Hi.
Hi, good Hannah. Morning. Thank you for calling. Would you like to play Lunchbox Guesses Your Weight?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
All right. What kind of soap do you use in the shower?
For body soap, I use Dove.
And what's your favorite candy bar?
I'm going to say Butterfingers.
How many times do you get on a scale per week?
Every day.
What is your
time?
Job?
So you have to guess her weight within 5 pounds. It's Hannah in Cedar Rapids.
She likes the Butterfinger,
yeah.
But she's still worried about her weight because she gets on the scale every single day.
Go ahead.
She can't weigh more than 114.
114. What do you weigh, Hannah?
I'm 113.
Yeah! 113 is not more than 114, just like I said. Woo!
Okay.
Dang.
Yeah, just like you said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. Let me grab one more.
Man, Hannah, have a great day.
Chrissy in the Loo. What up, Chrissy?
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. Have we ever spoken before?
No, we haven't.
Okay, just making sure so people don't think I'm putting on a bunch of like cousins or something. Lunchbox, go ahead.
What is your favorite fast food restaurant?
Taco Bell.
Who is your favorite country artist?
Kenny Chesney.
And your favorite movie of all time?
Across the Universe.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Time's out. All right, Lunchbox, her name's Chrissy from St. Louis.
Listen, if she likes Kenny Chesney, she likes the beach. You got to keep in shape. 127.
127. Chrissy, what do you weigh?
125.
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
He's 3 for 3! He's 3 for 3! Good, dude. 3 for 3.
So there's this whole story from Business Insider that about successful people and the things that they do and what they have in common. They talk to all these successful people. They're like, hey, you know, list your things that you dedicate your energy to. And so here you go. When they have free time, they all do this. First of all, what do you guys do in your free time?
I got it.
Go ahead. Lunchbox.
Nap.
Nap. Okay.
Got to be rested to be successful.
What do you do in your free time, Amy?
I like to walk with my... husband. I mean, I have other
things. I didn't laugh. They're laughing at you.
How is that free time?
That's cool.
Sometimes
Eddie, what do you do in your free time?
Go outside. Something outside.
Park.
Anything.
The number one thing that really successful people do is reflect. They keep a journal. They write. Oh. They keep notes.
I've tried that. It doesn't say much.
What am I going to reflect on?
Yeah, like when I've gone on trips, like, you know, I feel like I'm going to have this deep discovery. Like I went to Kenya for 2 weeks and I took a journal. Like a weekend I had like...
Doodles.
Yeah. Just like I was drawing. Like,
Number two is napping.
Yeah!
Wow. Yes! Oh, good one.
Rest and creativity. Walking is at 3.
Woo!
What?
That's me!
Reading and then experimentation.
Is it?
Dang, that's none of us.
What do you mean? I experiment?
Like how?
With what?
With different activities?
What? I don't think that's what it means.
What does it mean?
I think it means trying out new things and being okay with failure.
And I read too, so I'm good. I read the internet.
You read books as well.
I read the internet.
I read Instagram.
How do you feel about sending a baby to the chiropractor?
I know people that do it.
A baby?
Yeah. I know people, their babies are so little and they go see like a holistic doctor that also pops their back.
Witch doctor. Craziness.
What? No, I really don't think it's crazy.
Here's phone number. 877-77-BOBBY. Would you let your baby go to a chiropractor? Here's a 4-day old.
Oh, wow.
Daughter. Yeah.
Days old.
Oh, don't be a judge now.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that was like a newborn.
Daughter wasn't sleeping. Listen to this. He cracks her back.
It'll look more than that. Because she's so flexible, I'm going to have to get some extension in her spine. Okay. I'm going to take that contact there like that. I have to, unfortunately, just extend her a little bit to get it in the right place. That's why we be quick. Hey, darling. Hey.
Hey, it's okay, boo-boo. I just broke all of your spine. It's okay.
Louise. And now is she sleeping?
I don't know. I haven't been watching her.
There better be an update, surely.
Wow.
So you're cool with that?
I'm totally cool with it.
What?
What? What do you mean, y'all? What?
Did you hear that baby?
Yeah. Do you know what happens when you pop your spine? A baby's spine.
No.
We all have spines. When you pop your spine, it makes a popping sound. I feel like it's a natural.
Yeah, but obviously it hurt the baby because it cried.
Or it scared the baby.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know that it was. I think he did it.
Or the baby pooped. There's a lot of things that make baby cry.
Yeah.
Baby was hungry.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
You inject your baby with shots full of whatever.
Whoa,
a natural way.
I do not.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying we in general. Like, why not embrace something more natural?
Call us. Chiropractors for babies. Oh, boy. They take this baby into the chiropractor, and they're like, okay, baby, we're going to crack your back. Again, this baby is 4 days old. Here.
And that, because she's so flexible, I'm going to have to get some extension in her spine. Okay. I'm going to take that contact there like that. I have to, unfortunately, just extend her a little bit to get it in the right place. That's why we be quick.
Think of the nads on this chiropractor to break a baby.
Yeah.
Like, that's risky.
Big time.
I don't care how good you are. That's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Sam in Arkansas. What do you think about this baby at the chiropractor?
I don't like that idea. I've been to the chiropractor myself once, ironically, to try to induce myself into labor because I was past due. But they put your head in, like, this chokehold wrestling move kind of thing and, like, crack your neck, and I thought that this guy was going to kill me, and I would not want them to do that to my precious little fragile baby.
I hear you right there. Appreciate that. Appreciate you. All right, Amanda in Baton Rouge, thank you for calling, Amanda.
Hi, actually, my daughter, when she was 4 weeks old, she was diagnosed with bad acid reflux, and the doctor gave her a bunch of medicine, and it didn't work, so I had a friend suggested me to take her to the chiropractor, and she didn't pop her like that. She used other little methods, but after about 4 weeks, twice a week, she was pretty much cured of her acid reflux.
Wow.
Oh, stop it, Amy. Amy reacted none to the other one.
She's like, amazing.
Amanda, appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Let's go one more. Hey, Megan in Indiana.
Hey, guys. So my little brother, I'm 30. He's like 6 now. But my little brother, when he was like first born, he had a whole bunch of stomach issues. And then as he got older, he would like walk on his tiptoes and stuff. He's been going to the chiropractor since he was like 2 months old. And he's totally like all his symptoms have gone away. So I'm like totally for it.
Wow.
You're a believer.
I'm a believer. It was amazing. Like, he used to cry consistently just through the whole day because of his stomach issues and everything. And probably, like the other girl said, like 4 to 6 weeks after they started taking him, he just stopped. Like, he didn't have to change formula, nothing. Like, it totally healed him.
All right. Well, I appreciate that call. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Bobby.
Did you hear that, baby?
I did. Of course, it's going to scare the baby.
Didn't sound like a giggle to me.
It's not a scare.
Well, how do you know? The baby doesn't talk.
Hey, yeah, who's had babies?
Good point. Me, I've had two.
Who hasn't?
Okay, me.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do, this game's tough. I just give you a word. And you have to be able to sing a famous line of a song with the word. Okay, and you have like, 5 to 7 seconds to figure out the song. Are you ready? And you'll go first. Okay, your word is, and you have just again 5 seconds, 7 seconds.
Okay,
your word is a green. I need you to sing a song.
Take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Make it go slow. Make it go faster.
Hey,
good job, Amy.
Good job, Amy. Welcome to the game.
Wait for the cue. Okay, oh. We're figuring out the game as we go here. Okay.
All right.
All right, Lunchbox, you're up.
Yeah.
Your word is truck. Think about that.
Okay.
What song can you sing with the word truck in it? In 3, 2.
Oh, truck, yeah! Truck, yeah!
Alex said that.
Yeah!
Alex said
that.
Alex said that. Alex said that.
No, I was waiting for his cue. He said 3, 2, and then he didn't say 1.
Then I turned the music down. All right?
Okay.
Eddie, ready?
Let's go.
Your word to sing a song with is dance.
Life's a dance.
Wait for your cue. Dance. You just scolded him.
Yes.
Okay, you've been warned. Yellow card.
Ooh.
Just like the U.S. will get in the World Cup.
Waiting for my cue.
Oh.
All right. Eddie, go ahead.
Life's a dance. You learn as you go. Sometimes you lead. Sometimes you follow. Everybody.
All right, good. There it is.
Okay.
Now it's getting heated.
We got to have some uniform here. Wait till your cue.
Wait
okay?
for the cue.
Yeah, come on, Eddie. You're almost out of the game.
Goodness.
You've been warned, Eddie.
Yes. Yellow card. Right. Got it.
Yellow card.
Yeah.
Because it was missed, like the U.S. will not be getting in the World Cup.
Okay.
Oh, had to bring that up.
That stunk, huh?
That was terrible.
Amy, your word is boy. B-O-Y, boy. And go.
You got the boy, and I got the man.
Oh, wow. Jana Kramer.
Wow.
Jana Kramer. Yeah, that's
Woo!
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever that song was. What was that song?
You got the boy, I think.
And I got the man.
I got the boy.
I think it's I got the boy, you got the man.
No, she's saying I got the man.
No.
I think
Lunchbox is going to be right.
No. Because
it's like I got the boy and you got
the man.
Yes.
Yeah. You got the boy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
You've been eliminated.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called I Got the Boy is the name of the song.
That's right.
Lunchbox beat Amy in a music.
Unbelievable.
He challenged her and won. Wow.
Man, oh,
all
yeah.
right, Amy, you're eliminated. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Oh, hold on. I'm ready.
I need you to sing a song with the word heart in it, okay?
Okay.
I need you to sing a song with the word heart in it. Think about it. Heart. All right, go ahead.
My heart will go on.
Bad melody, but I'll accept it. Celine Dion, the heart will go on.
Yeah.
I'll accept that.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Come on.
Your song is Kiss. Now, like a smooch, like a kiss, all right? Your song is Kiss. Can you sing a song with the word kiss in it? And go.
Kiss me, dumb out the beer and barley.
Six pence on the richer kiss me.
That's good.
It's funny you think it's beer and barley.
It's not.
It's bearded barley.
Oh. Like, that was beer, oats,
me.
Barley.
He got the context of his word right.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Amy, don't hate.
Wait, the player. Amy, you have a warning off the field.
Oh,
dang.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the coach warning.
You're going to be sent to the locker room.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay.
Oh. What do you
guys
really do?
Lunchbox.
Yeah, I do.
Your word is boots. Okay, boots. You have 5 seconds. Boots.
It has to be plural?
Boots.
Okay.
And go.
I got dirt on my boots. It's John Party. I don't know how to do dirt on the boots. You know? Dirt on my boots.
I accept it. Yeah, I got a little dirt on my boots. I accept it.
Man, I didn't know if Boots Scootin' Boogie would have been, because it doesn't say boots.
Okay, Eddie.
I feel like you just ignored him.
Your word is burn.
Burn.
Burn. You have 5 seconds. You need a song with the word burn in it. All right, go ahead.
And it burn, burn, burn.
Ring of fire.
Yeah. That ring of fire.
All right, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Your word is girl. You have 5 seconds.
Take Tommy Thompson.
You've been warned because you didn't take
you said
five
go.
Seconds.
Yellow card.
You said go.
And go.
Take Tommy Thompson. Take my best friend, Bo. Don't take the girl as long as she don't go.
I mean, you're just butchering these
what
songs.
What was the word?
Girl.
Yeah. Girl.
Good
don't
job.
Take the girl. I had to get the don't take the girl part.
I got you.
Eddie, your word is broke. B-R-O-K-E. You have 5 seconds to sing the word broke.
Broke.
All right, Eddie, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
I'm broke. Like a spoke.
Nah.
Cheated.
You're now eliminated in the next game.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Red card. Oh, red card.
Okay.
Red card. So your husband and wife is probably lying to you about money. You're married. Husband, your wife. So what happened is they're talking to people and they were like, first of all, yeah, I've secretly spent way more than I was supposed to. Secondly, they discovered that a lot of people had secret credit cards that their husbands or wives didn't know about. And how did you be married? I'm not married. I'm the only one that's not married. Like the four of us that sit around here. I'm like, how do you be married and not know? How do you be married and lie?
No. It's just not telling about
that's
the credit
lying.
Card. No.
Lying is omission is lying.
Okay. So sometimes women can't shop as much as they want to. So maybe they get like a Target card. Like they're checking out at Target innocently. And Target's
innocently.
Like, and
okay.
Target's like, hey, would you like to save 5% by opening up a red card? And you're like, well, I'd love to save 5%. I'm actually saving us money. So then you open it maybe with the intent of canceling it, and then you still have it, you know?
And then that intent never happens.
I'm just speaking for other people.
Oh, yeah. Totally right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the phone. So I'm going to make a call. If you ever busted somebody, like your husband or your wife, that had like a credit card or you found a bunch of money they were hiding from you.
Ooh.
There we go.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
The article says that husbands and wives are hiding money or they're hiding credit cards or they're hiding. Susan and Austin, thank you for calling.
Hi. So my husband, a few years ago, I found out that he had 3 credit cards I didn't know about. And then when I looked at the statement, it was about $15,000 worth of credit card charges.
Huh. Now, was this before you got married?
Some of it was from before we got married, but it was only from like maybe a year before, and we've been together for about 6 years before.
Wow. So why was he hiding it from you?
He said that he thought that he could eventually take care of it, that he was making payments on them, and it was his pride, basically man pride. he didn't want to tell me, and yeah, that was it. It was just pretty much a pride thing.
Are you still together?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Look at you. It'd be tough for me. The dishonesty thing's tough. It's not just the money. It's the dishonesty thing. Hey, Brittany in Virginia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling the show. Tell me your story.
Well, I found out that my husband had been hiding about $22,000 from me 1 year.
Wait, like straight cash, hiding it, like just put it somewhere you didn't know about?
Under the bed?
He has separate, well, at the time we had separate accounts. And basically I found out later on had to go through his account and basically went back and added it up, and it was $22,000.
You got to be kidding me. So
what was he going to do with it?
Like the other story, it was basically pride. I thought it was basically his paychecks, and little did I know he was getting money from his grandmother.
But it sounds like there was something maybe he was going to buy you a ring or buy you like maybe buy you something pretty.
Ooh, down payment on a house.
Ooh.
We have 2 children, so it could have been used for a lot of things. Oh. That we could have been on very nice vacations with our children, but...
Are you still with them?
No. Yes. And, now there is no 2 accounts. There is only 1, and he does not have access to my account.
Dang. Wow. The rules have now been put in place. Hey, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling with your story. I'm going to do one more. Hey, Christy in Nashville. You are on the air, Christy. Tell me your story.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, buddy! All right, what happened?
So basically, my husband and I were getting ready to buy a house, and we were going through the mortgage process. And during our interview, the mortgage processor started asking questions about our credit cards. And, you know, we had one here and one there, and then he brings up this $650 balance. And my husband just melted. He had a Best Buy card for 600 $50 that I never knew anything about until we tried to get this mortgage for a house.
Oh my goodness. He was caught too. Like you had him. You had him. Like yeah. He'd been buying TVs and video games and you have him right there.
I totally had him. He couldn't even deny it at that point.
Dang. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you. See? Those calls alone prove to you everybody's hiding something.
Nuh-uh. Men are, because it was all women that called.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. I was going to move on from this whole topic of husbands and wives hiding money from each other. And the Naomi goes, as we can see, it's all husbands hiding money from their wives.
Yeah.
It's a fair statement, because it was. But Michael's on in North Carolina.
Ooh, okay.
And Michael has an interesting story, because Michael, you both were hiding money?
Yes, we were.
Tell me what happened.
All right, man. I was working side jobs in the AC business. I saved up $10,000 and bought her this huge engagement ring. And when I gave it to her, she felt so embarrassed because she had been spent $6,000 on, like, Dooney and Burke pocketbooks and things like that.
So while you were saving to buy her an engagement ring, she was saving to buy her purses.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you got her, dude. I bet she loved that ring, huh?
Yeah, I did. I was going to buy a Harley, but she was way more important.
That's right.
A Harley.
He sacrificed the Harley. I like this guy. Hey, Michael, appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right, have a nice day.
See you. You too.
Look at that dude right there. Ask the question out loud, Amy.
Oh, well, I was just looking at some old school pictures of Garth Brooks, and it made me think, like, back in the day, the radio people were probably interviewing him and hanging out with him and doing stuff, not really knowing he was going to be the GOAT, Garth Brooks. I'm like, who's going to be that of, like, our time? Like, these people that come in our studio and we see them play for the first time. Like, who's going to grow up to be the Garth-ish?
Eric Church, because he did it different. Sam Hunt, because he did it way different and just sold. And people don't give Sam Hunt credit, not even for his music, but for just being like, to heck with the system. Like, you want a rule breaker? Like, that dude's just like, I don't care what people think. And that's a big part of it.
Oh, okay.
Those are the people that I gravitate to, people that just don't care about rules.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are none. You make your own rules. And it's a good question.
Yeah.
Who would you put on the list? Who will we look at in 15 years and go, wow?
I think Luke Bryan. I mean, he's just killed it. He's killed it. I think he's the man right now and will continue to be.
I think Rascal Flatts, they've had a history and they're still going. They're spanning decades.
I think they kind of already are what they are.
Yeah.
They're a legendary band.
They've done it.
And they're back putting out hits again. Like Garth, I don't know if they're ever... Garth had just...
I just was using him because I was looking at young pictures of him, probably, and I was picturing him walking in some radio station for the first time. I'm like, God, people probably didn't know what in the world he was going to turn into when they first saw him playing and stuff, but...
That's how I felt about you. Like, people have no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now I do.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. So you're trying to give your dog a bath?
Yeah, it's really, really annoying because she does not like it at all.
She's a big dog. She's a big Rottweiler.
Yes. And I have this stand-up shower now, which is making it, like, with a, you take the nozzle off and you can, so it's getting way easier to bathe her at home. We don't have to take her somewhere. So I saw this tip online of what you can do if your dog is, like, going crazy. You put peanut butter, like, on the floor of the bathtub or the shower, wherever you are, wherever you're bathing them. Put a big old thing of peanut butter. Then they get so preoccupied with the peanut butter and, like, licking it and getting it stuck in their mouth and stuff, they don't realize that you're bathing them. And then, boom! Next thing you know, your dog has a bath and they're all happy because they got peanut butter.
I do feel like that's, first of all, genius, whoever did that. But secondly, I feel like we could do that with Lunchbox.
To get him clean?
Yes. We walk him into a room.
What would we use, though?
We pour, like, some beer down.
A glass of beer.
But dogs do get distracted by peanut butter, because I use it with my dogs whenever I need to give them pills. Just put peanut butter in there. They just lick it all up and eat the pills. You can put peanut butter on the bathtub. I'd lick it.
Would you eat peanut butter on the bathtub?
Yeah. I love peanut butter.
I don't.
You hate it, Bones.
I hate peanut butter. Peanut butter and mayonnaise. Two things I do not do.
I like both of those, but just not on the shower floor.
What do you not like?
Olives and pickles.
I like both of those.
Oh. Yin yang.
You?
Easy. Mayonnaise and tomatoes.
Yeah, I like tomatoes. Eddie?
Avocados.
Whoa, 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 what?
I'm telling you.
I thought they were avocados.
Avocados.
But do you like guacamole?
No.
Ugh. Eddie, but you're Mexican.
I know, dude. My family makes fun of me, but I hate it.
Is it the texture?
Yes, it's the texture.
It's the texture?
Mm-hmm. I don't want it.
Yummy.
Interesting. Well, that's a nice little, what they call a life hack.
Mm-hmm.
Put peanut butter on the bottom of the shower.
But clean it up afterwards, dude. I
don't care what
it.
You do. You live your life. I don't know. Leave it if you want.
This is a Bobby Bone show.
Bobby Bone.
This woman gave birth in the back of an SUV. Because her husband was driving her to the hospital and he crashed.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Because he was probably, like, driving too fast.
Yeah. So the panicked father crashed into the barrier on the side of the road.
He's flying
down. And a motorist was like, wonder what that is. She pulled over. It was a nurse.
Wow.
Delivered the baby in the back of the SUV.
That's a miracle.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? Let me ask you this, though. Should you drive someone to the hospital or wait for an ambulance, period?
Mm.
Like, if it's happening,
In any case, should you get in the car or should you call the EMS?
Easy. I guess it depends on how far away you live from the hospital.
Easy, ambulance. Just call EMS.
And then, yeah, while you're waiting, Google what you should do to help the situation.
So, if someone has a heart attack, you do CPR, wait for an ambulance.
Okay.
But if someone is stabbed or gunshot, you get them to the hospital.
Oh.
Penetrating wounds, you just get in the car and go.
Okay, man. Good to know.
Anything else, you call EMS.
And maybe build a tourniquet.
Okay, survivor, but still. But it's like, yeah, EMTs can't do much treating of the penetration, like, injuries.
Really?
Oh.
So they can only do the same thing as get you there, where the other stuff they can actually work on. That's kind of a crazy thing to think about, though, huh?
It's good info.
The more you know. Can you smack your kid?
What do you mean? Like, in the face?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. You can't do that.
No.
The question is smacking your child ever okay? A parenting expert reveals the best way to keep kids in line. And she says that smacking children has no benefit, can send a damaging message. I got smacked.
Yeah, I did too.
Like, wabow.
I mean, I got spanked, but I didn't get smacked.
Oh, I got hit in the face.
Yeah.
We'd call it a cachetada in Spanish. My mom would be like, I'm going to give you one right now. And boom.
And so do you think it damaged you?
I don't know. I think, what's damage? We're all damaged by words.
I know they just said, I don't know.
You know,
you're right.
For me, and I grew up in the South, I had to go pick switches,
mm-hmm.
which meant you go out and you find the tiniest switch, and you get a woman with a tiny switch because it's not going to hurt except the fact it cuts you. You're like, well, next time I'm going to get the biggest switch, you get a whole branch, and then my grandma beats me with a whole branch. So you really, there's no win.
No win.
You just go middle and just take the middle pain. But yeah, if I said something, I was smart mouth. That's when I get hit in the mouth because I'd be like, oh yeah, boom! I'd get just leveled, and I wouldn't do that. I don't think.
Mm-hmm. I had a while. If I was talk back or did whatever, I had soap in my mouth.
Oh, I was saying that'd be fun.
I think the problem with a smack is that it's an instinct that the parents just have because it's like something you do right now. I'm going to smack you.
And that's
now.
What I got hit. It was never thought about. You're not getting it. It was like. What'd you say? Boom.
That's a problem.
Yeah, you just can't do it now.
Exactly.
You'll leave a mark, too. CPS comes.
Trouble.
And producer Eddie's wife worked for CPS for a long time.
Oh, for a long time, and she saw a lot of that. A lot of reports came in of that, and you got to investigate, and you just never know if it's real child abuse or...
When do they take the kids? At what point do you take the kids? Is it mark? Like,
as soon as they see danger, and they can prove that it was danger and not like a parent just disciplining their child, it's gone. You're gone.
But if it's a hard whooping?
No, a hard whooping's fine. Hard whooping's fine because that's the parent just disciplining their child. But if it's something like a burn or harder hits or multiple hits like that, it was instant gone out of the house.
So she would at times have to go, okay, you're...
She did it all the time. She'd have to call police and they'd escort her and she'd have to do it.
I bet that was so hard.
So hard, man. It takes a special person to do a job like that and it was just hard for her.
Does that help her raise your kids? Do you feel like you see some of the techniques she learned?
Yes and no, because it brought a lot of fear into her. So now she's really scared about doing things to our kids that can lead to anything like that. Because she knows how quickly an investigation can get out of hand. And so she's just scared of that now.
I used to get my pants pulled down, whooped in the supermarket. Although we called it the grocery store. But and then I turned 19 and my grandma stopped.
Yeah, good.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Dylan in Mississippi. What up, buddy?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. What would you like to ask the show?
Yeah. I want to ask, if the show was to get canceled today or tomorrow, what are you guys going to do? Like, what would you take up?
That's an interesting question. If the show were to get canceled today or tomorrow, what would you do?
Ask the show.
Amy.
I would pack my bags and move to Haiti.
But you could be coming right back.
Yeah, I'll come right back. He said if the show ends tomorrow, that's where my kids are, so that's where I'm going.
You would move to Haiti.
I would move to Haiti until we finally get them here. And then, yeah, we'd likely come back here and I'd be a mom.
You'd stay at home and be a mom?
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be so much to work on with their transition, so I would do that.
Lunchbox, the show ends today. Like, realistically, what do you try to do?
Reality TV.
What show, though?
Survivor.
Yeah. I guess you're kind of older, so I guess that would be the one.
Whoa, I'm not kind of old.
No, you are kind of older for reality TV shows. You are.
Because Survivor has all ages, so that's really cool, and I can win $1 million on that, and then I parlay that into Amazing Race. They do that sometimes.
But what would you do as like a job? Like, you're going to have to support yourself.
I mean, really, I have no idea. I would just be in trouble. I mean...
Dude, you're an adult.
Well, I understand, but this is the only job I've ever had, so I don't know what else I would do. I never thought about it. I don't think about losing my job every day. Like, I mean, I guess some people do think, oh, if I lose my job, I do this. No, I think about the positive. I'm going to keep my job, and I'm going to dominate at my job, and that's what I'm going to do.
I would probably just write more books and just go on the road and do stand-up the whole time.
That's cool.
That would be what... If this ended... That's how I would do.
Yeah.
So, hey, Dylan, does that answer your question?
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Huh? Yeah. I think it's another episode of
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
That's what we do. Ask the Show. Thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Woman goes to Target, buys an awesome vacuum cleaner. She's been saving up $300 for this vacuum. She took the box home, opened it up, it's time for the vacuum. It was a box with dirty towels, rocks, and a can of chili.
I mean, come on.
The Target representative said the store's looking into how the vacuum ended up replaced with a decoy box.
I know. I mean, I have a guess. Well, someone got the vacuum, took it home, stuffed it full of stuff, returned it, got their money back for the quote-unquote vacuum, and then this poor woman bought it off the shelf.
Bingo.
The problem is that the person working at Target on the return didn't look in the box.
Yeah, and you should always inspect the box.
Always look in the box. Dang. That's a good one.
See, I thought someone that worked in the warehouse stole the vacuum.
Another theory.
I dropped the mic, sorry.
Okay.
Again, we don't know. We just know she was scammed. Imagine you're so excited about it. You open it up. It's like, wait, why is there chili and towels and rocks? Hey, Dave in Nashville.
Bobby.
Hey, Dave.
How you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. What do you want to say?
Well, I was scammed big time. I was 16 years old, sold my first car on Craigslist. Well, I thought I was selling it, and the guy sent me a check for $5,000 more than what I was asking for because he wanted to ship it out of the country to his son. And sure enough, he sent me the check. I deposited it, and it almost looked like it cleared at first, and someone came and took my car, and by the time that car was gone, that check bounced, froze my accounts for almost 2 months. And I never saw my car again.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks for you.
Sure does.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't like that story. I'm sorry about that, Dave.
Hey, I appreciate the sympathy.
I appreciate you. Wow. Hey, Lori in Canyon Lake, Texas.
Good morning.
Good morning. How did you get scammed?
My husband and I had sold our house, and we were so excited because we had some extra money. It was our very first house, and I had wanted a digital, one of the DSLR cameras, and went to one of the big box wholesale places, spent about $900, got home with it, and the boxes were empty. They had old manuals in it. I mean, somebody had taken everything out and just returned empty boxes, and they sold me empty boxes.
Okay, so you go back with the empty box. I don't think I would believe you if I was at the store.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about, and I mean, I was literally in tears thinking, you know, here we are, young. I bought this camera. There's no way they're going to take it back. They did believe me. I did call it.
Wow.
They did take it back. But yeah, I thought for sure they'd say, you know, hey, you're the one that took it out. We didn't sell it to you that way. I mean, the seal was on the box and everything.
Wow. Oh. How disappointing. Something you've been waiting for. And it's like, boop, nothing there. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you. This woman goes to Target, buys the vacuum cleaner of her dreams. $300. She gets home, opens a box. It's rags, a can of chili, and some rocks. So somebody got her. And so we're like, hey, you've been scammed. Austin in Auburn, Alabama. What's happening?
Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Man, we're doing the show. I appreciate you calling and sharing a story with us. What do you have?
Well, when I was younger, my mom, she bought us Luke Bryan tickets for Christmas. And we go, we get there, they take us to our seats. We get there and there's already people sitting there. Like, hey, these are our seats. And then security gets involved and they come and tell us that three people has already done tried using the tickets for these seats. And these people are already here and they just gave the seats to them after we done spent lots of money on because they were backstage passes, pit row, just bad tickets.
So did someone copy them and sell you guys copies?
They did.
Oh my goodness.
So how did they handle it?
They ended up saying since they were here first, they gave the seats to them, and they made us buy a whole new ticket.
You had to buy more tickets?
Yeah, we had to buy new tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
Man. That's not good.
Oh.
Dang. Sucks for
you.
Oh, no. Thanks, dude, for that call. Appreciate that. Appreciate you. Denise in Virginia, how'd you get scammed?
So I was getting married, and my mom and I were planning our wedding, and we hired this girl to do the cake, and we gave her a $500 deposit, and we had several meetings where we designed this gorgeous cake and everything. And then a month before the wedding, suddenly she was not returning our calls, and come to find out, she had taken our money and moved back to England.
Dang, she took the deposit and ran?
Wow.
Yeah, she left the country.
Holy cow. What? You bought her plane ticket back. She was looking for one person to put a deposit on a cake so she could get out of town.
Exactly.
And so you were just SOL?
And then my friend's father stepped up and said, well, I'll make a cake. And it was a cute cake and everything, but it was not the cake that...
Yeah, that was $500.
Aww.
Hey, Denise.
That's cute.
I appreciate you.
Good story.
I appreciate you.
Have a good day, Denise. Thank you for calling. Thanks for all the calls. Dang. There's the news. We watch the news. But then there's the stuff that Amy's like, oh, we got to talk about this. It's Amy's pile of news.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's this new remote gadget called Furbo, and it lets you toss treats to your dog from anywhere in the world. Furbo has cameras and artificial intelligence that can detect, like, where your dog is. Maybe if your dog's pacing back and forth, maybe it's time for a treat. And you can use the app, communicate with your dog, and then, yes, like I said, even toss the dog a treat.
That's interesting. My dog would explode because I would just be tossing treats all the time. At least I can monitor it in person.
Because you feel bad for being gone?
Yeah,
like, here's another treat.
You need another treat. There's a campaign that I'm involved in, and you can see it on my Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones. It's the Best Friend Animal Society, and it's I Save My Best Friend. And so it says, please adopt your next pet. And it says, when Bobby adopted Dusty 14 years ago, he gained not only a furry companion, but a best friend. And again, the picture's up. But I'm going to tell you, I was so happy I was able to do this before my dog, who is terminally ill, isn't around anymore. And so I was glad the campaign was able to be finished and done while he was still alive.
Yeah.
And it came out, I didn't know it was going to come out yesterday, and it came out yesterday. I was very happy about that. I let myself feel joy about that.
That's awesome.
There's no Photoshopping, by the way.
Oh, it's a really good picture.
Well, people are like, do they Photoshop your dog's head?
No. What? No. That's like a legit, you did a doggy photo shoot.
Yeah. No, we did a doggy photo shoot. And they're like, well, look how big he's smiling. Honestly, I think there's just a piece of chicken.
He has an amazing smile.
But I'm telling
has.
You, he has. There's a piece of chicken in front of him.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled. It's like when a baby has a perfect smile on the picture and you're like, that's a happy baby.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm pretty sure he's wanted a chicken.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember that one picture. But you can see it, Mr. Bobby Bones. And maybe it encourages you to adopt. I have some friends that just adopt another dog. Anyway, go ahead.
So the Pope was gifted this awesome new Lamborghini, and obviously Pope Francis is not going to keep it. It's not really his style.
I don't know. I know he's not going to keep it, but his style, he used to be a bouncer.
He's not into it's street value is, I don't know if that's what you say about a Lamborghini. It's valued at $200,000.
Hey.
Wow.
Not bad.
So the Pope, his style is to
the Hayden.
Auction
trying
things
to keep
off
him
for charity.
Riding Popey.
Trying to catch him riding Popey. trying to catch him riding Popey.
He's like me riding Popey in a Lamborghini at all. He likes to ride like Ford Focus style.
Well, it's bulletproof too.
Yeah. And okay, lastly, Oh my goodness, have y'all seen Christian Bale and he's gaining weight to play Dick Cheney? Have you even seen what he looks like? You got to go see what he looks like. Like,
yeah, if you ask us a question, can we answer it? You do this all the time. Amy and I had a conversation.
I know,
off
I'm
the
not
air.
Even supposed to ask you.
I was like, hey, Amy, you ask us questions all the time and you never let us answer.
But technically, that was in the skinny.
She's like, hey, guys, did you hear about, and before we can say yes or no, she's like, whoa, let me tell you. So, okay, ask us.
Hey, guys, have you seen what Christian Bale looks
yes.
like?
He's put on a lot of weight and it's bald to look like Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's unrecognizable.
There it is.
And I just like, whoa, I wonder how much money he's getting paid to play Dick Cheney.
A lot. I mean,
millions.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's done the extremes because didn't he lose a bunch of weight to play one character like so skinny? And then now, I mean, that's dedication to your craft. Like, I would be like, I don't know. I'm not playing Dick Cheney. Or I'd wear like a suit.
No, you know, they like said gain the weight.
That can't be healthy.
No.
For that much money, though, it's healthy.
It's got to feel terrible.
It's got to feel so, like, he has got to wake up every day and just be like, ugh.
Don't shut me up. Am I going to walk around and rip your lights down?
Remember this guy? They're
this
shooting.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, this is Christian Bale, by the way. They're shooting a scene, and the lighting guy accidentally walks in.
I think it was
in.
For Batman, right?
Don't shut me up. Am I going to walk around and rip your lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the are you walking right through like this in the background? What the is it with you?
Like, wow.
So, like, I mean, imagine.
You don't treat other humans like that.
No.
You think he's irritable? If you're eating a bunch of junk food, you might get even more irritable.
I don't know. That's just not a good dude. Okay, what'd you eating?
I had a bad day.
No.
Even I mean, if it's
bad that's not a bad day.
That's you.
That's a bad dude.
Yeah, that's you.
That's a bad dude. What?
I was just like, is a movie about Dick Cheney? I mean, is that, I don't know.
I'd hope if they're paying Christian Bale to play it.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you guys for hanging out. The whole show's up. Just go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on demand. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Appreciate you guys being here.
The Bobby Bones Show.